on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Yeah, he's refusing to pay for his daughter's summer camp. But like, when you hear the situation behind it, can you really blame him? Like, sounds cruel, but is it? Let's get into Judge Jess, everybody. Jess is not a real judge. Don't let the $13.99 judge robe that we got off Amazon fool you.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, if you're going to ask ChatGPT for advice, you can just come here. There's no difference. It's like, you can't really trust it, but you feel good hearing feedback, and that's kind of what I'm here for.
And it's true. You know, like at the bottom of ChatGPT where it says, like, warning, like, ChatGPT can make mistakes? Kind of the same rule here, too. Yeah. The same things apply.
So it's free.
Take it for a grain of salt.
So right? There's that.
So how this works is, we say, listen, if you have a disagreement with somebody and you'd want an outside, actually, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. At least I'm a human.
At least it's a human.
And not a robot that's trying to take over the world.
If you need an outside perspective and just want your feelings validated, call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on, then Jess will validate your feelings. Okay, all right, fair.
Hi, my name is Brian from Bel Air, and I have a question today for Judge Jess. So my ex-wife and I have a 12-year-old daughter together, and a couple weeks ago, my ex signed up my daughter for this horse riding summer camp, which is fine, but the camp cost $2,000. She never asked me about it. She just signed up our daughter and paid the deposit, and then she called me afterward and said, hey, you owe half. And I want my daughter to experience new things, especially with, you know, horses and being out in nature. But the real problem is, we have shared custody and she made the decision for both of us. And then she handed me a bill. But we were supposed to decide this stuff together. So I guess what I'm wondering is, am I being selfish and punishing our daughter? Because I don't want to pay. My theory is, if I pay now, my ex will just keep doing things like this and I'll have to keep paying for everything. My ex doesn't get to make financial decisions for the both of us. It's like, we have to do this together and agree on it. So I kind of want to teach her the lesson of, hey, I'm not going to pay for everything.
No.
So my question, Judge Jess, is, am I wrong for refusing to pay for a summer camp that my ex signed our daughter up for without asking me first? Thanks a lot.
Ooh, damn. Homie goes and drops $2,000 and says, this is for our daughter though, but doesn't ask first. But to be fair, it's like, yo, this is what our daughter wants to do for the summer.
Maybe. We also don't have like a background. Like, is this something that she's been doing? Is this like a hobby?
Right.
Is this like a reoccurring thing that's a part of her life?
Minute 6 phone call over here is all we got, right? Yeah. To go off of. But let's assume she loves this. Let's assume she loves her.
I don't think anyone going to horseback riding camp is just for funsies.
Not on a whim.
Like, you mean
not
business.
On $2,000. But,
yeah.
Like, but imagine though that all of a sudden your ex,
yeah.
and that tone is not giving, we're on good terms, by the way, just drops $2,000 and then calls you and said, oh, by the way, this is what I did and you owe me half.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, yo, you didn't run this past me first. I'm not paying for this.
Right.
But it is your daughter. So can he just say, I'm not doing this then? We turn to Judge Jess.
Brian, your feelings are valid and I see where you're coming from. However, I would hate for your daughter to become collateral damage while you're trying to teach your ex-wife a lesson. So I think in this situation, I feel like we let the daughter go to camp, but then have a discussion with your ex-wife and be like, I'm doing this now, but next time when it's this big of a purchase, it needs to be a discussion. Otherwise, you're going to have to be the one to tell her why she can't do it because, you know, we don't know his financial standings. I understand where he's coming from. It's like, okay, I got it now, but like, what happens when I don't got it? And then we're in the situation where now we have to disappoint our daughter together, you know? So I do think we should let her go to camp. I do think we should pay for her to go to camp. Let her go to camp, please. Honestly, and if it's that bad, like, let's get it in writing at this point. You know what I mean? Like, there needs to be a discussion because I don't think it's fair that baby girl has to have her heart broken because mom and dad are doing tit for tat.
There ain't no way in hell I'm giving my ex $1,000. Like, and listen, I think that's fair because I guarantee you, if that was in reverse, we'd be getting a call from her saying, like, can you believe he called me and said he owed him $1,000 for our kid? That is not fair. I don't care if it's for the kid. I don't care for what. No. And I'm sorry if that breaks your heart that you're not going to horseback riding camp. Call me insensitive. My kid's not going to horseback riding camp. because you decided that like you wanted to go spend $1,000 without asking me.
So I'm also speaking from the perspective of when my parents were separated and also divorced at a time, mm-hmm. and also being used tit for tat when both of them were unable to communicate and would use me to get back at each other. And it sucks when your parents are interacting as people versus your parent. So that is why I said what I said, where it sucks when you're the kid and you can feel and know you're being used as collateral damage. So I stand by what I said.
Damn. All right.
There you go.
Terry, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's the right thing to do here? Like, should he just be like, okay, cool. Yeah, no problem. You can just spend money however you want without saying a word to me. That's fine.
I mean, I think that she signed her up and maybe she should pay for it this time just because she took the initiative to sign her up. Why wouldn't she pay for it?
And that's exactly right. I mean, yeah, you like, just can't go just dropping money and not saying a word about it.
So I guess, so this is an assumption that I'm making just because it's horseback riding specifically. I just feel like that's such a niche interest that I'm assuming that this is something that like the daughter is already doing.
Sure.
So I don't see this coming out of nowhere that this would be a consideration. So I think that's why in this situation, and especially because he did say, if I don't pay my half or if I don't pay a half, then she can't do it. So I would just hate for the daughter to miss out on the opportunity. And then the two of them, even if it takes like getting something in writing to where something like this can't ever happen again, because I do think it can't. That's not right. But I hope that I don't know. I wanted to be able to go to camp.
If my ex called me and said, guess what? Congratulations. We just spent $1,000. Like, this is what your daughter wanted. Even if it was for my kid. And again, I don't have a kid, right? So I can't really speak to that. But I'm just telling you right now, I don't know how I would handle that situation, but I can guarantee you I wouldn't be happy about it. I'd probably call my local radio station too, trying to solve this, you know? Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, okay, imagine this. You get a call from an ex-wife. It's like, hey, congratulations. We just signed our daughter up for summer camp. You owe me $1,000. Are you going to be like, awesome, I hope she has a great summer?
I'm going to say, you didn't talk to me before you decided to pay for this. And that's not the agreement we have.
Right, right. So, Jess, I mean, I just don't think that most people are just going to be like, okay, cool, no problem.
And no, and that's fine. And that's fine. It's like, you know, it's like I see and I understand it. I think I'm also just hoping that that their daughter is able to go and that this is something that they can agree to not ever do again moving forward, just because
he did say
that she loses it. You know what I mean? Again, when I say this, I understand that she did it wrong, and I do think it's wrong. And I want you to know, too, if the roles were reversed and if it was, you know, the dad that did this, I would still think whichever ex made the point to do this without consulting is wrong. I just don't think it's fair when the daughter gets caught up in the middle. And I'm hoping that we can just kind of agree to disagree and not do this again. That's all.
Well, I agree. I have 3 children. I'm divorced.
Yeah.
And our kids are never supposed to be pawns at all.
Right. But sometimes it happens.
We don't get along or not.
Yeah.
But the agreement is, and a lot of times it's also written in the divorce agreement, you got to talk. If it's not medical, you got to talk and say, are we cool to split this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't go and do it.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, I would probably wind up paying because it's my kid.
Right, yeah.
And I would say, like, don't do this again because you're going to have to then eat the whole bill.
Yes.
But that's just not right to him. And he does have a right to say, I'm not going to pay it because he could have done this before. And, you know, like in my divorce agreement, you can't go and just sign someone up without talking to the other parent.
Mm-hmm.
Would you pay it,
unless
though?
Unless it's credible.
Would you pay it?
Probably I would wind up paying it just because I'd feel bad for my kid.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want my kid to say, oh, my dad is the reason I didn't do it. Because kids will realize when they get older,
the issue is. I know.
That's the thing. It's like they figure stuff out way more than us, faster than us. And, you know, they'll figure out who the bad guy is.
I know.
They'll figure out who the one that was playing the games when they get older. But that's a really terrible situation she put him in, and that's not right.
I know, and that's how I feel, too. All of a sudden, now you're the bad guy for that. Anthony, thank you for the phone call, my guy. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.